Hands and Feet, narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Hands and Feet by Trygve, in Oslo. The expression on your face is totally absorbed. You look at the glistening hard head of my cock, and slowly allows it to just about force its way between your pussy lips. It's unbelievably arousing. In the mirror, I can see that your eyes are half closed, and you seem both concentrated and controlled when you sink down, hard, your well-shaped buttocks landing between my hips. I feel the head of my staff meet the end of your canal in the very same moment as you give a light sigh, before I've ever had the chance to feel how wonderfully slippery and hot you are, as you squeeze around me, you lift yourself again, my cock no more than a live, hot massage wand that you use exactly the way you want. You've been taking me like that for some time now. It all started when we both managed to get to stay in Oslo for a whole weekend together, and we booked a room at the top of the Plaza Hotel. Here, we've got the whole day at our disposal, and on the flight down, you told me to keep all my wants and ideas to myself, because this time you were going to decide everything. And of course, I have got nothing against that in our totally secret erotic game. Having taken the airport express down to town, we agree that I am to come to the hotel after 12. Walking into the lift is a very special feeling. My stomach tightens and I can feel the pulse beating in my neck as I knock on the door to our room. You open it and the sigh of you standing there in a thin, close-fitting, creamy silk slip is dizzying. You're wearing quite a heavy perfume, seductive but without being intrusive. You lead me by the hand onto the room, and the view over my old hometown is airy and clear. You've set out two tall glasses, and the champagne you pour into them is perfectly cooled when we drink to what is going to happen in the next few hours. You ask me to tick off everything except my white cotton boxers. Then you push me onto the bed, which you've made ready by piling the duvet and pillows up by the headboard so that only the sheet covers the rest of the mattress. I lean back comfortably, drinking a little more from my glass. The effect of champagne so early in the day is mildly intoxicating, and your rather secretive proximity makes the atmosphere of the room absolutely electric. What you do next really puts me to the test. You take three long silk ribbons out of one of your shopping bags and, without saying a word, begin to tie them around my wrists before fastening beneath the headboard. With the last one, you tie my ankles together and make that